The Republican governor of Alabama has signed a law that would ban almost all abortions in her state. Governor Kay Ivey said the law is a testament that, quote, every life is a sacred gift from God. People's deeply held beliefs on this question of when human life begins often have a religious foundation, and yet they end up with different answers. Here's the world's Matthew Bell.
Sister Agatha Munyanyi is a Catholic nun and a missionary from Zimbabwe. I met her at the annual Rally for Life in Washington, D.C. last year. She told me the issue of abortion is a controversial one in Africa, too.
In my country, in Zimbabwe, it's illegal to abort. You are actually sent to prison for doing that. It's illegal. It's a crime. You are not allowed.
And do you think this is a good idea?
It's good. It's good because, you know, we have no right to terminate life at any stage.
At any stage. For many devout Christians, life begins at conception, and abortion is wrong. Some, though, have struggled to find a place to stand on the political divide over abortion. Kirsten Powers is an author and co-host of the Faith Angle podcast. She's also Catholic.
I do believe that life begins at conception, and that is a religious view.
But Powers says she's come to think of the abortion issue in less than black and white terms.
I have a lot of friends who've had abortions, and, you know, I've supported them, and I don't judge them. And I think it's a difficult issue, and I think it requires a lot of humility. We're not, thank God, a theocracy. We are a secular country. We're a pluralistic country with a lot of people who believe a lot of different things. You know, and I don't think that you can, in an area where there really isn't anything near consensus on this issue, that you can impose those views on other people.
There isn't total consensus either in the Jewish tradition. There are different views on abortion. But the question of when life begins goes all the way back to the Talmud, the original source in Jewish religious law. It describes the first stage of human life as conception, when the soul comes into the world. But the fetus at this point is referred to as mere matter, not fully human yet. Orthodox Rabbi Lila Kajdan says that all changes when the baby is born.
There's an idea that the act of birth itself changes the status of the fetus from this non-person, this watery matter, to a person, to a nephesh, to a person with a soul.
Kajdan says some of these issues are still being debated by Jewish leaders and that Jewish law doesn't fit neatly into either the anti-abortion or pro-abortion rights camps. The same goes for Islam, says Celine Ibrahim. She's a Muslim chaplain at Tufts University. But the question of when life begins, from an Islamic perspective, is easier to answer.
Scholars have the opinion that life does begin at conception, but they're considering not just the protection of an unborn life.
Muslim scholars see childbearing as a blessing, but having kids is not an obligation. Contraception is permissible. There's some disagreement on abortion, with some scholars being more strictly opposed to it. But many Muslim leaders would say there are legitimate reasons to decide to terminate a pregnancy up until 120 days after conception. Of course, there's all sorts of complexity and contradictions in different religious traditions. Hindus believe that the fetus contains a reborn soul at a very early stage, and the scriptures prohibit abortion, but the procedure is still legal in India. Buddhists from different schools of thought also believe that life begins at conception, but there's disagreement in Buddhism about abortion. Some say it's murder. Others, including the Dalai Lama, emphasize that this is a very personal decision with unique circumstances. So what do scientists say about when human life begins? Josephine Johnston is a medical ethicist at the Hastings Center in Garrison, New York.
I don't see a lot of discussion in the literature and medical ethics about conferring personhood before birth. And I think that that's partly a resistance to the notion that you can even think of the fetus at any point as separate from the mother until he or she actually is born.
Johnston says for her, it's difficult to think about the life of the unborn in isolation because there's always another human life that's involved, and that person's perspective is extraordinarily relevant. She says when medical ethicists have wrestled with that question about the status of an embryo or a fetus, they don't see it as just property. and they don't see it as fully human, but somewhere in between. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.